Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health that keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we're going to talk with Jamie Mates, Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Jamie, it's so great to talk with you and learn more about you and what you do at Marin Health. So let's get into this. Tell us about your marketing department. I'm sure many people don't understand exactly what it is you do, the scope of the work, and all the things that you're involved with at Marin Health, the volume of work. So tell us about the marketing department at Marin Health.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. My team covers a wide array of programs for the entire Marin Health enterprise. We work with the medical center, the Marin Health Medical Network. We also work with the Marin Health Foundation and the Marin Health Care District, which owns the medical center. And we do what is called community relations. So we work with organizations out in the community. During the pandemic, that looked a little different than it has in years past, but we've participated at farmers markets and other events, community walks. Also, our main focus is really marketing and advertising. So that is helping to build awareness and perceptions out in our community about Marin Health and the organization. I oversee all of our public relations and media relations for each of the entities, and we also run the community benefit program, and that is part of our nonprofit status, and we have a $500,000 grant program that we award every year to organizations in our community who help to serve the underserved populations, and we also collect data on organizational programs that fit the community benefit criteria so that we can share back with our community all of the good work we are doing each year.
Jamie, you certainly cover a lot of ground, many things that people might not think of. We, of course, think about the medical center, but maybe not the medical network or the Marin Healthcare District or the foundation. So tell us about your team that's doing this incredible amount of work.
Oh, yeah. My team is wonderful. They are rock stars. We are very small. We have 3 1/3 people on the team. So I have Daniel Sadowski, who is our digital assets manager, and Daniel helps to oversee all of our online initiatives, which I left out just a moment ago. We have our website, our internet, the social media campaigns, as well as digital signage that's up in the new hospital. So Daniel is overseeing all of those projects on behalf of our team. Monica Lynch is our marketing manager, and she really works as a liaison between the practice managers and department heads and some of our physicians for service line materials, collateral development, and campaign. So we have what's called relationship marketing that includes things like direct mail and online advertisements and email marketing. And Monica oversees those programs for the organization. And then I also have an amazing executive assistant, Kimberly Simon, who helps make sure that everything's on track and on time and we're moving things along the way that we should be. So we've got 3.3 people on the team and we are constantly moving. There's never a dull moment.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. So Daniel, Monica, Kimberly, and yourself, you guys do a great job. And on top of that, you also maintain the Marin Health website, which is fabulous, by the way. You do all the maintenance on the website as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the website was a major initiative back in 2019. We relaunched a new website, and that is the www.mymarinhealth.org URL that we now use. We took 26 different microsites and actually merged them into one. It was a major overhaul project, but we're really proud of what we've created. And Daniel's been fantastic at working with our partners at Scorpion, which is the company we work with to build the website. And we really feel that we've got a site now that follows best practices in healthcare and is easy for our consumers to navigate.
Absolutely. So you said earlier, your main function, of course, is marketing and advertising. Can you talk more about the promotion of your programs and the services that you provide at Marin Health?
Certainly. So we use what's called traditional media and traditional advertising, things like television spots and radio spots that you hear on air, print ads in magazines and newspapers like Marin Magazine and the Marin IJ, as well as digital advertising. This year, we're trying something new with WebMD, but we also do search engine marketing and search engine optimization as well on our website. Then we create collateral. We make brochures, tip sheets, flyers. We work on signage, patient materials. We really try to be the brand ambassadors for Marin Health to make sure that everything has the same look and feel and tone so that the Marin Health voice is consistent anywhere that someone might see it. We help to host several events in the organization. We just had our Hospital Week and Nurses Week picnic, which was really fun. And my team, everybody got together and we were packing lunches and boxing meals and getting them set up for deliveries. We also host many events for our internal audiences, our employees and physicians, and also our community. We just hosted for the staff and physicians our Hospital and Nurses Week cookout. We were packing meals for 3 days in a row and helping to get them out for delivery. We served over 1,300 meals across the enterprise, which was really exciting. And my team was all there together working hard. And we're really proud of the fact that we were able to celebrate with everybody again this year. We also host virtual lectures and webinars. We use Facebook to do that often. And of course, we were instrumental in all of the virtual grand opening events for the new Oak Pavilion. We had hoped to have a community celebration. And of course, with the pandemic, we had to really reimagine what that might look like. And we came up with a very unique virtual event that we were able to invite all of our employees and physicians to and our community. And we were able to live stream ribbon cutting and reception and grand opening presentations. We took people on a virtual tour of the new building. So that was a lot of fun too.
So it's easy to see you have a lot going on, that 3 1/3 person marketing team. I don't know how you get it all done. And then on top of the promotion of programs and services, you also handle public relations. Tell us about that.
That's right. We have a great public relations team that we work with through an outside organization, and we put together press releases and what are called pitches. So that's when you have an idea for a story or an expert to speak about a subject matter that's a hot topic of the day or the week. And we reach out to our media contacts in Marin and nationally when appropriate to pitch them story ideas and to share our experts in new services and announcements. And we also do some reactive public relations. Sometimes we get phone calls from our local reporters or national reporters who have questions about things in the news or things that they've heard about in the community. We schedule interviews for them to speak with the appropriate people on our team. During the pandemic, we worked very closely with Marin County and their public information officers to make sure that we were putting out consistent messages to our community and helping to educate them on what was happening with COVID and how they could be as safe as possible in their space. And then as soon as the vaccine program launched, we've been doing a lot of communication around the vaccines and how to get them and where to get them as well. We've had some of our key leaders in the organization who have been on TV. They were able to do TV interviews and live stream that during COVID. Our infection prevention team also took some of those interviews. We've done several radio interviews as well. The stories in the Marin IJ come up all the time. So media relations is really a fun part of the job. It's another way to help build awareness of Marin Health in the community and showcase all of the amazing work that we do at our organization.
Absolutely. So, and I think on the flip side to that, and this is interesting, and a lot of people may not think about this, but there's public relations. You talked about media relations as well. You mentioned community a couple of times, but then there's community relations where you're kind of taking input from the community and answering questions and things like that. So tell us about community relations.
Absolutely. So community relations is actually the name of our department. So we're not the marketing department. We are the community relations department because it's really our responsibility and my team's responsibility to help manage questions and feedback that we receive from our community, concerns. So we often receive letters and emails. Some are positive, some others are more areas of improvement. And we work to respond to those folks. We host community meetings for the Marin Healthcare District. So they have a quarterly community health seminar series that they run, and we help to promote that. Those are free and open to the public so that anyone has the ability to access the meeting and join it. And again, our community benefit programs, and that's really highlighting all of the amazing work that we do at the hospital, at the medical center specifically, to serve the uninsured and the underserved populations in our community. And so we have a grant program where we distribute funds annually to several nonprofit organizations who are directly providing healthcare services to those underserved populations in Marin County. We also do many programs at the hospital itself. So a lot of the work that we're doing and programs we run on a day-to-day are things that ultimately count towards and are considered to be part of that community benefit program. And at the end of each year, we put together a really beautiful report to tell the story of how we are helping to build community in Marin and the ways that our organization is making a difference on the health of our community.
I love how you call it the community relations department, not the marketing department. That's cool.
I know.
I like that.
You know,
I'm going to steal that idea. I'm just letting you know I'm stealing that idea. I will give you credit though, Jamie. I'm giving you full credit. I love that. So on top of all of that, I know there has been some big changes at Marin Health. One is changing to Marin Health, the umbrella brand, and of course, the grand opening of the Oak Pavilion. So tell us about the most recent innovations and initiatives happening at Marin Health.
You just hit on a few of our very recent ones. We had a major transition to the Marin Health umbrella, brand new, beautiful, state-of-the-art Oak Pavilion. My team, again, was responsible for hosting all of the virtual events for that grand opening. And the communications for the pandemic was a major initiative that we were very heavily involved in. We had communications and protocols and policies and procedures, things that were constantly changing day to day for our internal audiences. So we were working really hard to make sure that everyone had the information that they needed to be able to do their best work in the hospital. And at the same time, we were trying to communicate with the community about safety precautions and reminding them how important it is to continue to receive their care even during this unknown time, and that the hospital was ultimately the safest place that anybody could be if they needed care. We're also right now launching a few programs, marketing campaigns for some of our service lines. And the two that we're focusing on right now are cardiovascular medicine and maternity care. And so we are running television spots for those service areas right now. We have launched landing pages. These are web pages that we build specifically to promote a certain service. And then we use all of our various advertising tools, like a print ad or a radio spot or a TV spot, to drive people to that web page so that they can be served up the information quickly and easily about the program that we're promoting. So, for example, for cardiology right now, we have a general cardiology message, and we are giving people the opportunity to take a health risk assessment. And we also have a campaign that's dedicated to atrial fibrillation. And maternity, of course, we are promoting our continuum of care that we offer with our wonderful OBGYN practices and midwifery services, the brand new maternity care unit in the Oak Pavilion, our NICU, the equipment. We can take people from all the way through postpartum, and we have a wonderful pediatric care program in our medical network. So we've got a really nice story to tell right now for maternity. We just did a beautiful mailing that went out to about 30,000 people in the community. We've got some digital ads running. We built a beautiful relationship with the Marin Mommies, which is a local women's group, and we run articles and digital ads in their online emails and websites regularly.
Again, you got cranking out a lot of stuff there, Jamie. Cranking it out. I love it.
It's hard to narrow.
It is.
It's hard to narrow and stick to one thing.
No, it's all good. So last question, Jamie, and hearing you talk about the community relations department, it seems like your emphasis, your focus, your approach to this is more about the community benefit than, hey, look at us. We're Marin Health. We're cool. You approach this more from a community benefit standpoint, the benefits that you provide, the services that you provide to the residents of Marin County and beyond. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Bill. We really want to be the go-to healthcare resource in our community. That's why we offer educational programs. We have our regular newsletters, email newsletters that are going out to our community to keep them informed and to have an ongoing relationship with people. We want them to know who we are. We want them to trust us because we are an expert in our healthcare field. And we work really hard to do that. So we are constantly pushing out different kinds of information and helping to build relationship with members of our community. We use our social media accounts to do that, our lectures and online webinars that we host to do that. And we even create some of those paper collateral materials that we put together that simply explain various health conditions and services that we offer so people can have a better understanding of the work that we may be doing for them.
Absolutely. I love how you put that. You want to be the healthcare resource to the residents of Marin County. Well, this has been fascinating and informative, Jamie. It's been great to learn more about you and what you do there. So thank you so much for your time and for your support and all that you do for the community.
Thank you.
And that's Jamie Mates, Vice President of Marketing and Communications. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.